All right. I ain't never got a chance to do that.
Did it like
we, this is the budget workshop for the Liberty County School Board. I guess I'm gonna be the chairman today. Boo Morris, Doobie Hayes, Kyle Petty, other board members, and we have Ms. Tina on the phone.
Jackson on phone too.
Jackson Summers, our board attorney, he's on the phone. So we'll move right on into it, and our first discussion item is the construction of the new high school where we tabled the change last time, any?
Okay. James, what we're gonna do at this workshop is we'll discuss that some. But okay. We've done our best to kind of categorize, and Kevin's gonna get into this. I'm just kind of setting the table for him. Is that we're gonna talk about and get y'all's input on all the different projects that they're out there, they're looming out there. We also wanna bring y'all up to date in an organized way here of exactly what's been done. And what's been done outside the scope of the Culpeper contract that basically has been coming out of either insurance dollars or some other funding source, or either just our basic that we had in-house in our general fund. So we're gonna try to accomplish a couple of things there. And we have categorized the roof on the ROTC, I think, is kind of like y'all discussed at that board meeting, as something that, yeah, we would like to have it. Can we exist and start up without it? Yes. And there are several things we put into that category. So Kevin's got some handouts I think he's going to give y'all, and then he'll just kind of go through each one feel free to jive in, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of questions about that. Anytime you have more projects than you do dollars to pay them, it causes interesting conversations. So, but some that we must have, of course, going forward. We just met over there in my office, and we got a lively conversation going on in there, because you know we all are pooled in these different areas. I want this project, I want that one done, and y'all feel the same way, I'm sure. But of course, we're going to work for the common good here when it's all said and done. Well, Kevin, when you get ready, you just go ahead and start.
Okay, what we got is Mr. Kyle and I have been working on this very hard, trying to come up with stuff that not finished at the new high school, like stuff that's not under their contract. If you look on the first page, the very first thing I got is district-wide, and I got cleaning supplies. We do not know how much we're going to spend. I mean, that's just anybody's guess. That's probably the number one priority. And Ms. Deason is gathering up what all we've bought. Ms. Stephanie is gathering up all the money that, she's actually got it for me right here, how much we've already spent as far as just maintenance and, you know, transportation. But then we go down to the Liberty County High School. Everything in the green is being paid for or obligated. Don't mean it's been took out of Ms. Howell's budget, but it's stuff that's PO'd to be cut.
Will be paid. Obligated to be
right,
paid.
Right, it's obligated. So we got the weights. You see that's in the green. The covered walkway and pavilions. Y'all done an amendment last board meeting to do the walkways, but there's three covered pavilions there, sort of like hospital, that's not covered. Do we have to have that? No, we do not. But
I thought we did the pavilions.
We done the walkways.
We did the walkways.
Made the walkways 2 foot wider, and so it, and as they made the walkway, sidewalk 2 foot wider. That's there, the landscaping, we have nothing in the budget for landscaping. They sodded it, look forward if you wanted to, flowers or trees or anything, there's nothing in there for that. The volleyball package, Ms. Sewell has gotten the credit union to buy one set, that's the other set.
That's the paper that I give all y'all.
Yeah, pay, that's, she sent a quote to Mr. Willis today and he gave me that number. Ag equipment shop, I got a quote from Tyler Stademeyer and it's come up to the $72,700. It, table saws, band saws, rear press, welders, just everything he needs in his shop. Now that includes a tractor, but Ms. Lewis says he's got money in there to help us pay for some of that.
How much has he got in there to help us?
And we're gonna do the infrastructure grant. The infrastructure grant is for, can y'all hear me, Ms. Maston? Infrastructure grant is for $65,000, but it's 25% matching that we would have to do out of general. So we have to be, you know, prepared to do that. Now, but I was getting quotes from all three of our vocational programs because it is infrastructure to improve your existing programs. So I was looking at Tyler's, Candace, and Shelley's. So we can pick up, you know, some of this from there.
We'd have to match the $16,250.
Pardon?
That's our 25%. We'd have to match $16,250.
Roughly, yes.
To get 65.
Yes.
So we do that on, you know, all along doing that kind of.
And then they have some CTE funds. You know, he has some CTE funds that from his like FTE.
That would put a big dent in it, for sure. You know, if we done that.
But those weighted FTE funds cannot be used for the match.
The new library books, Ms. Hall has put $5,000 in the budget already in y'all's budget if y'all approve it for library books. That ain't very many
books. Are we moving the books from the library over? And this would be an additional $5,000 for additional books?
Yes.
Yeah. And this is the only time you could do it. But I'm going to get the approval from DOE. But typically with a new school, you can do that. They're a little bit flexible on that.
Gym floor covering, I think that's, I didn't put floor in there, sorry, but that's a major ordeal if we're going to allow anything in there other than games. You know how quick it'll destroy a gym floor.
What kind of floor is that?
It's a covered mat that goes over the whole gym
like
floor.
Like graduation?
Yeah, graduation.
Shoes, stuff like that.
Anything. Prom, anything you want to do in there.
I think they have one scheduled PE class now at the high school. So the, most of them, of course, will be practices, those kind of things.
Then a gym washer and dryer, washer uniforms. That's not in the FF&E budget. I actually went to Lowe's and Mariana and got these prices. We talked about getting commercial grade. So when they told me the price, I changed my mind. Yeah, I can get a washer and dryer, you know, good one, simple front, you know, dryer front load, washing machine top load, just bare minimum, good washer and dryer. For that 1026 commercial is $12,000.
So we for 1026 or
well,
1026,
sorry.
Yeah, I was supposed to say, you can buy a bunch for that.
And the commercial, we can buy a lot of washer and dryers and let them tear up for $12,000.
Yeah.
A lot. The main reason Mr. Jordan was wanting commercial, because, you know, washing the football pants and stuff. But, you know, that's what we use now, it works. The ESE department, Thomas Deason on this, she does not have any money. Their appliances. It includes a washer, dryer, stove, and refrigerator. It's a self-contained ESC department where they got showers, bathrooms, everything in there, so that teach ESC how to do everything. Culinary.
Well, the question may come up, do we already have any of these appliances?
No, sir. Most of it got destroyed in the storm with the the vocational wing. What we had left, we bid it off, so that's what we're likely to.
Did insurance pay for any of that, did damage in with culinary?
I don't know if they gave us contents yet or not. Do you know if they gave us any contents?
I don't know.
So that's something I will check on.
Are they going to give us contents?
They're supposed to, but we're gonna take our deductible off of it, so our deductible's higher than 5 years. No, sir.
Did you tell me it was deductible per building?
Yes, sir.
Per 2% school side?
2%, yes, sir. Per building on each school side.
Is it really?
Yes, sir.
No,
Whatever that building's insured for, let me show you right here. The Hosford, reason I got this, because I got a big flooring. Hosford pre-K building, there on the corner. The deductible on it, it's insured at $1 million, or $1 million. So it's 2% deductible, $20,000. We need a floor in there, so we got to upfront the 20. The flooring's 45.7. That's later in the, so they don't, each building has its own deductible according to what we insure it for.
We need some insurance to cover our deductible on some of these things.
Now we are.
Some insurance for our insurer.
Yeah.
Understand FEMA is going, we are going with the integrity, going after all of our deductibles, but you never know if you're going to get them or not.
It might be 10 years down the road.
Right.
Well, no, we're supposed to. They stated by June we were going to get, asked her how much. She said between $200,000 to $300,000. But June's passed, so we're still waiting.
I'm still hearing horror stories from South Florida.
Me too.
From school districts down there that still haven't received. Well, the Irma. The Irma that came through the Keys a couple years ago.
Yeah, this is the emergency side of it that they're saying that we'll probably get up front. The other part could be later on, like 10 years from now. Right? Could be. I mean, that's what people are saying, that it's taken as long as 10 years to get anything. But now the emergency side of it, they are supposed to front that part, but it's just the work in progress.
Next, number 10, culinary arts. That's 5 stoves and 3 refrigerators.
And a little bit the same, I guess, Kay, is that there are some money that she's generated through the program. Wish we had myself.
So, and then the scanning of the files. I'm just walking over here, I was on the phone with imaging, that's scanning our old files for all students that's ever went to Liberty County High School, while everyone was sitting in here. You got to keep them for a lifetime. So our original PO was $36,000. They thought that would handle it. Well, once they got in there, there's way more files than they thought. It's $50,000. So there's an additional $14,000 that needs to be come up with to scan all the rest of the files.
There is an option there. We can go over and get what they haven't done and house them here.
Right.
It's not something we want to think about much right now, but I like the idea of going and finishing the job if we can, but that's just an additional $14,000.
What do you do with the old team records after you scan them?
They are shredded.
So there's just a digital record of all of our old team records?
Back up, everything. It's backed up, all 9 yards. And the plan is from this day on, not having them paper-based. You start uploading everything so that you don't have this, you don't build up this stock. Now the bright side of this whole thing, I talked to Ms. Tambourine with CRA. She emailed me and I talked to her several times today. We've got $14,000 left over from the $50,000 that we had budgeted in new school for the ACI to do the cabinetry and shelves and all that. We bought all the material and we have $14,000 left. So that's a plus that we can put somewhere in there out of that budget.
So that's just basically the high school, which the scanning was, okay, but it's basically the high school. 164, Kevin?
Yes, sir, 164. I was going to tell you exactly what that price was. $14,147.64 that we got left out of the $50,000 that we can use.
That'd be put towards the 164.
That'd be put towards the 164.
But that still leaves $150 in the hole.
So as part of the new school construction, the ag equipment was not part of that?
No, sir. No, only FF&E was just student desks, tables, teacher desks.
No welding gear, nothing.
The only equipment we provide is the kitchen. And that's generally
how it always goes.
Because the architect has an FF&E and they cover what they cover, and they did not have it.
You know, and remember, we cut all stuff out in our first meetings when we were short money.
Trying to come up with some money.
And, yeah, trying to come up with money and that stuff that's just wasn't added back. You know, like I say, and then Tyler and him can help. And he can take some of his old stuff over there, but he ain't got, if you've been in the shop, he ain't got much.
But all the electrical and all that's already done.
Oh, yeah, everything.
It's ready to go.
Dryer vents are there. We put the range hoods and the welding hoods are all part, because it's all connected to HVAC, so all that's done. The hoods are on the wall. There just needs to be in the culinary, there'll be a stove down there. We've already provided a brand new range. Same with the SE's, got a brand new range. Set up for washer and dryer, it's just a plug and play. Everything's sitting ready to go.
Everything on the side is done.
Yeah.
We just need to purchase the
infrastructure in.
On the list for the ag stuff, that just includes the power stuff, correct? I mean, it doesn't include any of the PPE, the welding mask, safety.
It does not include
anything of that nature.
This is the list he gave me. I'm just going off his list.
Now, we did provide a brand new three-phase air compressor for both shop and industrial. And it's piped. The plumber piped it in. That's why it's part of our. So that all that's in, all the exhaust for the fume hoods for the welding sections are in. So if he stuck a table in there and flipped a switch, you could go to welding and it would be compliant with what they're supposed to do. All the plugs are in for the welders. All that's done. Cord reels, we had some on the floor. Tyler wanted cord reels. We went through all that way back when and got all that for him. So. He set up, it's a plug and play now with whatever we have.
Understand on his stuff, that's a greenhouse and a barn to put the tractor. I mean, that's his wish list. Stuff that, I mean, he really needs it. I mean, we're going to have a great FFA ag shop. I mean, that he's going to do.
Again, on transferring stuff over that we were using prior to this. Any of the welding machines or anything, Kevin, is that gone, or is there some of that can be?
Some of that's still in there, yes, sir.
Okay, can be shifted over.
A couple MIG welders, a couple ARC welders, about all
he
had.
Yeah, he didn't. Right, he didn't have much start.
Right.
So it's really, you're talking a lot of money when you're talking about welders and all the stuff that he needs that's going to be used a lot. A household.
Yeah, I think the welder. You know, we could easily get out the infrastructure grant.
How much was that again, Gabe, that you
talked about?
$65,000.
So,
I know we still get Carl Perkins, and I know it's not a lot. What does that vocational money look like?
Not good. It's pitiful. The Perkins Secondary is like $14,000. And
we used to rotate that among all locations. Are we still doing that?
We kind of split it generally between, and Talbot's been getting a big portion of it for startup, you know, for the last, since he's been here. And then a smaller portion goes to Candace and to the medical program. And then Shelley's is pretty self-sufficient, you know. And they're on a lot of costs associated with it. So for the last couple of years, it's been them. And then the larger one covers most of Candace's salary.
So could Tyler's portion this year come out, be applied to this?
And it's already written. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it's his certifications, are coming out of that.
You've already itemized where the grant's going.
Yes. And it's certifications and travel for him, hoping that, because see, this year they would have used every bit of the travel that I had in there, because they, you know, won state.
Right.
And they would have been going to nationals. Mm-hmm. And so he would have needed all that travel plus. But I put travel back in there for him and Candace both, because they both do competitions.
Right.
Question, looking at that list you gave us, Kevin, hand tools for welding and clamps and vice grips, and none of that's included in that list.
I'm assuming, I mean, I talked to him, he said that's what he needs. I'm assuming he's either going to buy that out of his money or take some with him.
Yeah, he may have some already in it.
I know he told me at one time he had enough money to buy a tractor.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure we don't want to spend every penny he's
got.
You know. And that's something we could get with Mr. Lewis and him and see what he's got, what he can pay for, and then I can tell you a concrete number there, what, you know, he needs.
I just hate to get all this big stuff and then him not be able to do no welding. And
right. Well, in order for him, he's got to have a welder to get certification.
Yeah,
that's a priority for sure.
Yeah,
the bus that's been there with the want to get back to him on all the search for welding. Yeah. You got to have stuff to do it with.
Yeah,
everything in that top section right there is unique, really. I mean, really finish the school like it's supposed to. The rest of it can sit there. So that's all on the high school, and then I broke down ROTC. You know, y'all tabled the roof there. There's a quote on that. Mr. Roger and I, we looked at the panels. If y'all noticed the sidewall panels, if you look at them, they match real close. You wouldn't have to change it. That's just, you know, from the get-go, we said we was going to change everything and make it match.
And we could reduce, just for future, so you know, that 140 included new wall panels, so we could wipe wall panels and gutter off that list, and you know, get down closer to 100 probably to get the roof itself done in Galloway. For what it's worth, just there's nothing wrong with the roof. I can't tell there's no leaks, there's no. You know.
What is everybody's thoughts on the roof? It just does not bother me. That's just me now. I mean, it's just one of those things I look at. And yeah, it's different, but it doesn't stand out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a great savings there by doing what we did. I know it was a very big aggravation, but at the same time, we spent $700,000 and that building cost you $3.5 million to build it today. So
right.
That comes with a aesthetic cost as well, but at the same time, it's not.
Oh, we're going to clean the gutters out up there.
I don't know. I mean,
we've trees growing out here.
Yeah. I thought maybe we could cut that timber.
They got that sap's coming over and cut the timber off of it.
Yeah.
I told Kevin, what my thoughts are, is the building, when we get the grade up, is it just needs to be clean, pressure washed.
Yeah.
The building. And, you know, school starts, and I think that it'd be.
It is riding bites. You don't really, they don't really stick out like no. But the tree's coming out of the gutter, does it?
Yeah.
You said that it doesn't leak. There's no problem with it at all. Structurally,
to me, it's detached enough from the others that it just don't. You know, if you have it right there in the front, then you have color that, like due south and due north.
Yeah.
It would probably bother me a little more, but the way it's set, it does not bother me.
You know, when we first discussed that, we thought we had plenty of money. And it was going to be like looking for different areas to try to enrich or make better. And that's where that original, we're going to make it
right.
Look just like the other came from. So it wasn't a bad call at the time. Now we can, looking at it with diminished
funds. At Hosford School, Pete Brown wasn't able to match the blue with the gym and the pre-K building with the new building. Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about something that's pretty major. Now that it's aged about 10 years, it's pretty major contrast. But, you know, it's one of the things I don't even think about anymore.
Yeah.
I just think that's one of those things that's a dang close.
I think you can
save the money.
I think it's better to put it in the classroom.
I agree.
So we scratch that one off, man.
That's just me.
I just put it on the list.
What do y'all think?
Yeah.
most critical problem is.
How long was them roofs guaranteed?
The new roof?
The one that's on that one too.
Since they moved it, the warranty kicks back in.
Yeah, the warranty coming back in.
Boy, did that warranty.
Yeah.
When it moved, man, y'all responsible.
The next number three is the flooring in it. We replacing, I got it broke down here, the flooring in the RTC. Some of the hallways has got to be done. When they moved it, it shifted around. Cracked some concrete, that's gonna be patched. Where it was carpet tiles and all that, and carpet over it, you know, it's okay because it, you know, it will crack back. But I got a quote here, and I got it broke down by room. Just the hallways is $9,600 to redo them. And the flooring's out of it, we don't have to put a floor.
So they go and cut all that out.
They didn't cut it out.
They redo it.
Because they got to patch the floor and all that.
Yes. Okay. You talking about when they come together?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, forever. Cold joint, or not cold joint. But
yeah, well, you got a construction joint.
Plate
it on the bottom and grab both sides of that. And some of that, sometimes, you know,
cracked.
Well, the slab was 4 inches like it should have been. So bolt lamp popped up, popped the tile up, got some shifting on the drywall. So, I mean, definitely to be expected. Did with it, moving. So I told Kevin we'd fix the sheetrock, and obviously that's a cost of moving it. We'll fix that sheetrock and paint those hallways and take care of that stuff in that hallway. You know, can't control that. Just the ceilings where we cut it in half, new door frames where we cut it in half.
How old is the carpet and the stuff that's in that building?
Well, some of it, if you look at it, 50 years old, even the new stuff.
I think when we built that building.
Well, there's some of the classrooms we redone back there.
I was thinking 09 for some reason.
When it
was before, the JROTC building was done right before high school.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
I was here with that first work go around.
Around 07.
Somewhere around 07.
That's when some of it, but then we had the incident with the ROTC instructors. Some of the classrooms got replaced then.
That was about 3 or 4 years ago.
But
As far as an absolute must there, the hallways obviously, and the classrooms are just not, I mean, we can't.
That price you see is to put them to match the new school.
Right.
Same floor, same pattern, same.
That's classrooms and all, this price here.
That's everything except the bathrooms. The bathrooms have ceramic tile and a tile wainscot, and we've gone through every bathroom and nothing's cracked, nothing's broken. Know, that's a big cost just to tackle that if you wanted to change that at this point. And to me, it's there's no gang bathrooms in that building. It's all single, as far as I can tell. It's all single-use restrooms. So
it is.
You go right in 100, and there's a gang bathroom in the new school.
And understand on this quote, you know, that's the vendor that does their work, Forgo's work. If I direct purchase this, I cut out his markup and. We don't pay tax, of course, but that would save. And we've direct purchased everything so far. So, you know, that'd be a little savings in there.
If you direct purchase, what I mean, ballpark, what would we be saving?
I'd say his markup's what, 10% at the most?
I don't know what he's got on the floor. I mean,
you're looking at $25,000 to $10,000 profit.
$5,000.
Well, then of course the board keeps going back to what you know. We got to get school started. What you know? We know we need to do the halls.
We got to do the floor room. We need to start it now. You know.
Be done by the 31st.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, we'd go to find a lot of the flooring, sit somewhere, and get Forbes to send it on, and we can jump on it.
Because they already got it tore up. All we have to do is prep it and put it down.
Mm-hmm. How long would it? Looking at how long it would take you to get that done.
The floor up, and the floor down. Probably take 3 days to get the floor up and 4 days to put it back down, prep work and all.
2 weeks.
Did it go down like where it goes up?
Yeah.
It was on pretty quick.
So. I think I'm doing the whole floor and I don't know how everybody else feels, but I think.
The whole building?
Yeah. Ain't that $55,000 cover that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you said we'd get a little discount.
What we'll have to do is, Sheila will come in here in a little while if we get through going through our list, and she'll tell you what we got available that may or may not be a decision.
Well, it's just messed up to me.
Well, the hallways is going to be fixed, I have no choice. So that's $10,000.
That's got to be done.
Yeah.
Definitely got to spend the $10,000.
And then this other carpet looks like it's 50 years old. We need to replace it.
What's damaging that? I mean, why does it look so old and not that big at all?
Eating in classrooms?
Eating in classrooms?
Food.
I will talk to Mr. Willis. We got to please don't let them eat in this new school in classroom.
All right, let's move on then.
Walls painted, the classrooms, Culpepper's going to handle the hallways. But if we wanted to paint the classrooms to match the new school, this is doing everything to match the new school. This whole list is $14,000. So that's to paint the classrooms and everything to match. Trying to, you know, make it look as, you know, that's the whole thing we said the whole time we was going to move it. We was going to make it look as much like the new school as possible. So that's the total on that, $213,000.
What you got listed in here is install 70-inch panels.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Ms. Guthrie has purchased this 70-inch wall panels, the interactive wall panels, touchscreen.
Touchscreens.
But there's no contract to install. There's a contract to install everything in the new part, but not the ROTC. My fault, whose fault it is, it got left out. They have been bought. She recommends letting a contractor do it because they tried to install them at Toller with a contractor. They're real easy to bust when you put them up. They busted one, but they had to foot the bill for the new one. We didn't have to do that. She said they really spent, you break one of them and you basically paid for it. Service. She said she really highly recommends letting contractor put them in. That way they're responsible.
So that's just the $3,000.
$3,000 installed. Yes, sir.
We have the box, fire them up, set them up.
She said she really recommends that. Not that Tyler and Rome can do it, but if they drop one or, you know, they 70-inch screens, you know, or if we hire a Culpepper. Hire them, they drop one, they replace it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it's still going to cost us either way with them.
Yes, sir. But it's the company that does all of Ms. Guthrie's work for her now. It's that company that we got the price from. He's doing all the other stuff, so that's where the price comes from. She would like to use him. So, move on to the next one, softball. The field house. I meant the field, the lighting, the sprinkler system, fencing, all that's done. No electricity yet to the lighting. We have spent already in the green there, $373,000. Only $100,000 of that was budgeted in the new construction because all they was going to do is the field and put everything old back. So that's where that's at.
Yep. Soak that up good.
And that has been paid for.
That is right. So that's already been paid for. So y'all already took out of y'all's budget that much money, $273,000.
Now, before you go to the doors, let me tell y'all that the electrical to the batting cage, to the dugouts, to the lights on the ball field, y'all gave me a change order for that a while back. So if we get done with this and we're not going to do anything else at the softball field at all, I'm already contracted to put power on all that stuff. So we just need to make a new plan on, it's not going to go in the new field house, it's going to go here. But I put power on before I leave here. That's what needs to happen. All right? So there's no hole left in making that field light up and the batting cage light up and all that. It would just, our plan was if we're going to do the field house or whoever's going to do it, let's land all that gear inside a nice electrical room, just a small little corner so that it's not like baseball where it's all out, you know, on the boards while we got the opportunity to have it new. So just so you know, we don't have to come up with more money if you don't do anything else on that list. We can finish the power for it like it is.
So that being said, have y'all noticed that little white block building that's there? We had talked about, you know, putting it in that, keeping that building there, putting a little new roof on it, maybe painting it in a new, it needs a new door for sure, but putting it all in there, and that'll solve that problem as far as a place to put it. Because we're going to tear down, we need to tear down the old horse ring. I mean, it's got to go. Got to fix the drainage situation there.
You talking about the blue building there?
Yeah.
The blue building, yes. The old ag. Right. So it needs to come down so they can do the, you know, the drainage situation there. And I have it there on it. Drainage was next. We ballparked that at 10,000. That could be high. You know, get that down and see what it's going to take, Mr. Chuck, to get in there and, you know, because it needs to be drained. Y'all know, all know that flood.
Mm-hmm.
And then next, she needs a sound system. You know, I talked to Mr. Darrell Johnson about this. He just redone the football field, and he said 13,000 is going to be about what it's going to cost. Everything new there. Well, she has nothing. You know, she didn't have nothing at the other field either.
Really had to bring a
right.
Speak the podium out here to do that.
You know, that's something. And then demoing the old building, you know, that's $8 a square foot, and roughly about $10,000.
And before, again, before the drainage can really be done, it's got to
yes,
go.
Sir, that's got to go. Yes, sir.
That's putting us the footer and everything.
Yes, everything.
Everything.
Yep.
Grade it back off. We don't have a whole lot of fall, but we got to get it to the shower. We got to get that footer to the shower.
Yeah, but you went out here and said the rain gets back cages and all of them.
Yeah.
And then the safety netting and the bleacher footing. I don't have a price there because that always determines where you're going to put a field house or if you're going to put a field house. But, you know, all the other ball fields everywhere has the safety netting, and I think it's what, you know, needed.
Kevin, as far as the field house goes, I'm sure somebody's going to ask this.
Yeah.
What are we projecting would it cost for the design that we had in place?
I've talked to Mike with Culpepper, Mr. Rogers, talked to Jerome and Dexter. If you go bid it out and let a residential company do it, you're looking at about $250,000 to $300,000. If you do it, like, you know, let Culpepper do it, their price is about $600,000, $625,000. But that's commercial versus residential too. But we got a set of plans already. You know, we can, like Mr. Rogers said, he said, you know, just bid it out, see what we come up with. That could be low. Could be high.
Mm-hmm. So you said 300 on the residential side, Culpepper does cost 600,000.
There's about 225 a square foot. Residential is running 100 to 115 or so a square foot.
I think you do it cheaper.
How
big is it?
It's 2,500 square feet.
Two stories?
One story.
It's got a second story.
Well,
yeah, but you got to have a press box. You got to have a press box.
It is, well, yeah, it's not like the baseball. Everything's like the baseball but the locker room.
Take the locker room and put it down behind.
Yeah,
and
put it behind.
Bathrooms.
That's get rid of the two-story part of it.
You know, we did that baseball on inmate labor, but I can't remember how much we spent on that one, but we saved a lot, obviously, on the labor from the inmates did, but it was mainly just block and...
You won't do it for less than $100 acre, I mean, square foot. Not in sub of that.
Making it out of block or wood?
Yeah, split
face
block.
As far as the prison labor, you know, that's a concept we'll explore. Right now, it's a no deal.
Yeah, can't
cost.
Get it. Right. Can't get it.
It's, and I don't know how long it'll be that way. But.
Well, I feel you got to have a field house session. You definitely got to have a restroom.
Yeah.
I mean, you think somebody walking from way out there all the way to the baseball field or somewhere to the bathroom, and then you deal with handicap accessibility in the bathroom.
six-ish maybe. It's a big building.
Yeah, we're going to be having the same conversation on the football field house in a minute here.
Yes, sir. Baseball, thanks to Mr. Rogers and Culpepper, the holding tank, the pumping station and all was right in the middle of the road, and it wasn't like that on the plans, and we had already talked about moving it because it's every year it's a issue. And so when they had to move, redo it, we just went ahead and tied it into the new school, and it's gravity flowed the whole way, 4-inch pipe. How many feet of pipe did you say y'all put?
300
foot of pipe that they done for us. So, you know, that's the $7,000 that we saved. The bill that he got was $7,000.
If we put bathrooms over at the girls' field, will it be a gravity flow?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
to the south.
To the road, yeah.
To the south.
We got water already there.
Okay.
And I put baseball, we hadn't done nothing with them poles in years. You know, they metal, they don't rust, we got to treat them and paint them. I mean, you know, it's been years since that was done.
Yeah.
And Mr. Roger and I come up, we guess on that 10,000 to get them painted, we'd have to bid it out and see.
So, 90 gallons, I mean, yeah, just about sandblast some of that. Put that acid resin on
and some of the other. So, you know, that's something. Don't have to be done this year. This is the list, you know. We've got to be thinking what we're going to do. All right, we'll move on to football. visitor bleachers, everybody knows they got to be redone. Mr. Summers come up with, I thought, a really good idea today, is take them down and make everybody sit on the one side just to save money for right now. Call Mr. Thomas, Mr. Flowers did, because they purchased Bluntstown's visitor side, $80,000 for a set to sit there the same size that we got. That's over there. It's 108 feet long.
That would just perhaps buy you a year. Then we would be out from under the construction. How long are we obligated on our dollars for the construction year that we have to give the state?
It's always 3 years, but we have 5 years payments. So we've got, after this year, we'll have one more year.
That's just a thought. You don't have to ponder on that. So.
No, we got to do something with them. We can not let them sit in them, but we got to at least put aluminum treads on them or something. I mean, understand, all that's got to be handicap accessible to everything we do.
I know we talked about the aluminum bleachers, and there's wood up there right now.
Yes, sir.
Have we checked to see what the wood price is to redo it?
I would put wood up there.
Well, and I'm not saying it to put wood up there, but I wanted to look at what it cost us versus,
you know,
if we got to replace them every 6 years versus putting metal up there.
I can figure that price out.
Because if you can put some metal up there and you don't never have to replace them, then you money ahead. It might not be this year, but it's 15 years from now.
Right.
There's 212s up there on it right now, aren't there? 210, 212.
No, I just looked at it. I'm sorry, Mr. Morris, I can't remember. I went out there and measured them. I don't remember what they were.
They're 210s or 212s.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they meet all the safety.
They do not.
Requirements. If we were to put new wood.
Well, and let me tell you why. The steps going up is small, and it don't meet code. You got to have more step than that's there. And it's not good. Now we can put aluminum tread on it. You know, buy those aluminum bikes on the home side and just mount them to the block that's there. Get them, fit them for that size. That's possible too.
How about like the ones we had Mr. Potter make for the whole time? Aluminum.
You used to block and just bolt the aluminum to it. That's another option.
So if we do everybody on the home side, how do we allow for their team? We all want to have, they all know that, their cheerleaders down there in our.
That's why you have to do it.
No, we did that with St. Joe.
when y'all played it right after hurricane, we had everybody was on one tackle, the other side was underwater. Had to really play it well. That's right, play, that's right. Got into it at some time.
That wouldn't be no issue the last couple of years, but if we start winning in football, then
it's gonna be a big issue.
Then it'll be a big issue.
Yep.
And some of these towns we used to play, they just some fight and watch football, so.
They'd rather, James.
Yeah.
So are you recommending Ms. Summers to hold off on this for this year?
That would be my recommendation. One, you know, the Florida High School met again Friday. James may have known, hey, I'm sure y'all know more about it than I do. I think they put off starting practice, it was the 27th of?
Yes.
27th. So that puts you into September, so it's right on us almost as far as, if we were to decide, hey, let's replace it all, I don't, you know, there's no way we could probably do it in that time.
I got a question.
But that is what best I can think of right now.
I got a question. If we're going to have football, if they approve us to have football, and we still under the 50-person gathering, how we gonna have a football game? You got that many ball players.
What 50-person gathering?
No more than 50 people will be gathered up.
Is it 250? Maybe. Is it 250?
Yeah, I think
well, 50, even if it's 250, how you going
to spread it out?
It's going to be a monster.
I can't see how we meet them mandates there.
It'd just be like Gulf County, you just ignore it.
Yeah.
Ignored it on graduation, basically.
Yeah. Well, you figure you're going to at least have 50 on each team, managers and whatever, and then the announcers and your referees and everything. I guess each ball player can have one parent come watch and play. So, I don't know. There's some things that still's got to be figured out on it.
We just had to be creative if you did that. Allow people to put some chairs down on the track.
Yeah.
Spread out maybe the end zones in that grass area.
You call it.
Yeah.
I would like to take the visitor side boards off for Mr. Rogers leaves and piece of their equipment, let them take that off. Because
I think if they're safe, we need to do that.
Even if somebody's out walking around, they go up there and get on it and foul, we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
So I think we should take them off, clean up that area, take them off, and then leave it as is, and then we'll see what happens from there.
Well, the other thing, too, if you think about it, if we're going to take those down, the liability of those are gone. We do have bleachers. Movable bleachers, baseball field, softball field, talked to Donnie Red. There are bleachers available. If we have to set them over, it'd be like Frank County. You know, they're not going to be a 15 or 18 tier. Mm-hmm. They're going to be 5 tiers, seat so many people, and you can stack them up.
Yeah.
We could put them on a slab that's there. And they would have something to
sell. Yeah. I mean, then you for the Mustang. You just don't have rails on all of them, but you do got the cages around.
Right.
But I think most of the bleachers that we have available that we can use.
We can get by this year and try to do something. But something.
Piecemeal something together to get through the season. Yeah. What you're saying before they leave,
let them get that. All but the slab. Take everything down with the slab.
That's a good idea.
Well, as William said, right now they're not safe.
They're not.
Right. Now, I mean, if y'all been out, I know they're
We had a safe person in the Bucktown ball game last year.
Right. We were lucky there.
We were lucky we didn't get sued.
Right.
I think that's the way to go.
We'll just table, you know, not worry about that dollar. Yeah. I'm sure the fee on that won't be too much. We're throwing in with the demolition of the
he's in there running track here at home.
Track is already there.
Yeah. I'll even give me the key, I'll take care of it. But all right, moving on.
I got a cat key in my pocket.
I got one I give you.
That universal, I got plenty.
The football field house, finished. We've run all kind of numbers. Mr. Rogers looked at it. Do you want it usable or totally finished with everything? You know, there's what you want to do.
Well, at this point right now, it's just drive in without doors, right?
Yes, sir.
Still the same thing, drive in without doors.
Usable would be, we figured, 200 to 300,000.
Usable.
Not totally finished. A little less than that, but
that's It runs too much. Lockers or anything of that nature. That's just electrical and the doors and water and.
HVAC, you know.
That's 50 grand right there.
Yeah, but I mean, there's, yes. We spent 200 to 300,000. Stain the floors, don't put tile on them or whatever, stain the floors everywhere. Even in the back, you know, just everywhere. Just get it usable. Lock before you lock it up, air running, all that.
Now, on those, were they planning on having the concession stands with air in them?
No, sir. They got lift, roll-up doors.
Yeah, I was just wondering, on the fact of putting drink machines and stuff in there.
There won't be any air in that.
There won't be a way to put any air to it.
Well, you could, but, I mean, I wouldn't.
I'm just looking at how the concession stand we have down there now is, with the drink machines and refrigerator's been all running in there, and that field's being 125 degrees and whatever for the heat. Just that little window unit they got in there seems to help keep things, you know, being so hot in there burning up.
You're only going to run it a few months out of the year. I wouldn't. I mean, you leave stuff where air can flow through, you know, the outside coolers and all. That's what, I mean, they're made for that. I mean, don't get no hotter over there than it does in that bus barn. They all work there.
Well, I'm talking about like seaweed there, the venting of everything in there. You know, the drink machines there, all that stuff's going to come out of there. You got something to get
right. Exhaust
and get it out of there.
I'm sure there's probably some exhaust.
Yeah, there's some exhaust. I'm sure there's exhaust, but it's been so long since we looked at it. But there's not going to be, you know, air in it. Air conditioning.
Well, I can tell you, I think we need to get it usable. Because it's been sitting there how long? 7 or 8 years?
Since 13.
How long?
Since 2013.
Yeah. And everybody that had to watch graduation on the computer this year, every time one of them walked by, there's that old ugly building sitting there.
Not very weak.
I think we need to get it usable, and then as the years go along, if people want to enhance rooms or whatever in it, then let them work for, you know, let people work to do that.
You know, when you start a $300,000-$400,000 building with $100,000 or less than that, you're bound to have problems.
Yeah.
That's what these last 7 years, like they were saying.
Well, when they started that project off, you were talking about a $285,000 building maxed out at that point. That's been 8 years ago.
Yeah.
7 or 8 years of.
You know, when that building.
What you're going to fix in there now, I mean,
we've walked in it down a lot.
I think it's in good shape. I mean, the boxes are in the walls, the plumbing's there.
Is the 200 representative y'all doing it or somebody else doing it?
I just think that's just I would up that and say that's what it's going to cost to have trades come in there and finish it. Whether you take that and hard bid it and let people bid on that, I mean, that's the way you're going to get the most competitive number. For instance, if I do it, I've got to go to every sub I got on this job and give them the option to do that work. I don't have to bid it. That's just, if it's part of this contract, that's how that works. And so,
you can't do that.
I can't competitively, you know, now I might get five people to bid it and make my case that this guy's just really high, we don't need to use him, but the easiest thing is to come up with a way to say, Joe Public, this is what I want you to bid. You need to come, you have to come to this field visit, look at the job, understand what it is you need to do, and it might take a little extra work on the part of the architect to maybe denote that in the plans, hey, existing, so you don't have that confusion, and that's how you're going to get it done the cheapest, I feel. And I say cheapest, I don't want to make it sound like pickup truck work, there's a difference. There's a difference between my masonry sub who has to carry $1 million umbrella policy on insurance and the guy that's got three masons and, you know, they're all working, making cash and not burdened at 40%. I mean, that's just, you know, we talk about the difference in residential and commercial, that's it. It's not just because we want to make more money, it's just crazy.
Or cost involved.
It is. I mean, there's just from top to bottom, from bodily insurance to things you don't run into when you get down on a different level of construction. Guys are perfectly capable of doing it. Mm-hmm. For my guys, we've got, just a different level.
So to make it usable is around 200 grand.
Yes, sir.
Give or take. Okay.
And then, you know, we're building a new parking lot. I don't know if y'all noticed, but Mr. Rogers, they've been figuring on it the whole time. There's a ditch that runs from Myers Inn to Mishaw, all the way right behind the football bleachers, really all the way through. Mm-hmm. You know, that's, you got to have some drainage for that new parking lot. You know, and you should want to put the new practice field right there behind the city well, which would be, you know, off the parking lot. So, you know, that's an issue. I think the Booster Club has done pay for the sprinkler system there at the practice field now to be installed. So if you put a sprinkler system there, if you don't put a fence around it, you might want to put a sprinkler system.
Did we have any fence that we can put around?
Yeah, we got
everything from the pond that told her there was 700 foot.
We're going to put it there, but you still got to pay somebody to put it there.
Yeah.
And that's the reason he was getting a price. That's the reason
he ain't got it to me yet. But
I got it blank right now. But you know, we're going to put the old fence there, but you got still got to have labor.
Yeah.
So that's.
As fast as they do about a day's labor, they have it up.
What's that? The fence guys?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they charge you by the foot, though.
were there any gates?
One.
That's all it could be on that.
One. There was one gate that told her I've got extra gates that we've taken down throughout this process, and we just moved it to the old tennis courts. So we got everything. I got a lot of fencing left. I mean, we can throw it away. Y'all have a use for it one day, maybe. I don't know.
That's what you got all piled up on.
Yeah, that's what
we got. All gates. We got top rail. We got post. We got. All the old softball fences there, it's 4 foot, 5 foot, 6 foot, all kind of fence.
I agree, they need some fence on it because
we'll first time
somebody goes out there and does donuts out there on it,
he wants to spread grass for irrigation. That's what, you know, somebody in there being a jerk.
Hey, everybody, this is Tina. I just want to bring to your attention, we have less than 10 minutes before our scheduled budget hearing. I don't know if that's going to make a difference with what we've advertised, but I just wanted to bring it to your attention.
Thank you, Tina.
We can get through it real quick. Practice field fencing, washer and dryer for the new field house, football field house, same as the other ones. I'd like to get some nice aluminum 30-second time clocks for each end. We got them in wood.
I already got them made.
You got them made?
I already got them made.
Okay.
Bulldog club paid for that. There are, Mr. Potter already got it completed.
All right, that's good. New roof at the old concession stand, football field. It's insurance damage, and it's, you know, we just got to do it, but it's still got to be paid for.
We hadn't heard back from insurance, or
that was sent. But understand, there was a deductible on just that building. So you might not got a penny for it. So, you know.
We don't know what do we have that one, sure. It couldn't have been much.
I don't have it with me, Mr. Morris. I can tell you later. And then go to transportation maintenance. The real mower, we're going to take it to Carabelle this week. It's got to have some work done on it.
In bad shape.
It's in bad shape.
I don't know that
$5,000 will fix it. But it's got to be fixed. We don't want to spend $60,000, $80,000 on a new one, I can tell you that. So they're going to sharpen it and replace some stuff on it, but, I mean, it's got to be done. This is very important to me. Trucks for the bus barn, the Liberty County High School, county office, and bus barn. Kenny and Trey are using a van. They haul gas to hospital today in the van. They need a truck bad. Everybody does. I put $5,000 for three trucks. I meant $5,000 a piece for three trucks, $15,000. That's dirt cheap. You know, you buying nothing at $5,000. You buying nothing. Hopefully we're working on getting some from Capital Electric. Let's go on down. Vans. We got vans with 300,000 miles on them hauling kids in them. We need to maybe move the county office van down and the Tallahassee van down and buy new ones for those routes. That's something that you're going to figure in a budget. I mean, the one Trey and Kenny's got likes just a few thousand miles on it, have 300,000.
How many vans do you got at that 80,000?
Two. Okay, buses. We've always said we was going to buy one a year. We ain't bought one in several years. Just keep going. We need to think about buses.
We're under contract, by the way, the last 4 weeks purchased.
Right.
Two more years, I think.
Or is it one including more? This year.
This year and one more year when we paid out for those.
Mowers, gas mowers, got 2,000 hours on them. You know, they were out. I've got a diesel mower in there and a gas one. Right now you can buy a diesel one for a little over, say, 14. You can buy a gas one for 12. It'd be crazy to buy gas, but I just, for that much difference. It's a $20,000 mower that's selling it to us for like $14,000. We've always talked about this, about a 12, 17 passenger van. Had to cut down on some bus use. ROTC got too many to use a van, but nobody to drive the bus. You know, that was something they could use just to go to, Tyler could use it to go somewhere. I'll jump on down to county office, boardroom flooring. I've already purchased that. Painting the boardroom up, that's just the paint. We've done that. They actually painted it today. Demo flooring and doorways. That, I don't know if y'all been over there, that's already been done as well. That's stuff that's been already been obligated. Boardroom data and audio, where you can have your computers and all. Miss Lynn Guthrie gave me that. That's how much it's going to cost to install that over there for y'all. Digital sign. We talked about putting a big new digital sign out there for mass communication, all kinds of stuff. We're talking to Mr. Johnson, going to meet with him and see if he can help us with that some.
We think about one at the church.
They ain't cheap.
And they're not cheap, but they're cheap in 33.
Well, this is a big one now.
Well, but what we're replacing ours is it's 3 foot by 6 foot. I mean, that's
this is way bigger than that. It's a pretty good size sign.
3 by 6 is huge. But anyway, yeah.
When we're looking, y'all, at trying to, like he was speaking with Darryl, with the safety dollars they give us from the state.
Yeah.
We don't know how much they're going to cut, though.
Here's the other thing on them signs. You got to buy a digital plan with that, and you pay on it annually. It's about $800 or $900 a year on a digital plan. You may get that first bundle, and all that's negotiable. So, because you have everything works on a cell thing, you can be able to change the sign with your laptop or your iPad.
All this was that you don't have to have that with this. It comes with it. You, Ms. Renee, he told me control it in her office.
That's what I'm saying.
From now on.
That's what I'm saying.
But not extra.
It works. Yeah, but you got to have that, and you got to pay.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bundle package they may give you for the first 2 or 3 years. It's a negotiable thing, but after time, you got to keep paying that.
He didn't say that.
Everyone I've talked to is.
I'll have to
ask. A data plan?
It's like a data plan, because it works on Wi-Fi cell, sometimes something to be able to control it. There's some extra costs that we wouldn't plan on, but it is negotiable.
The new front entrance, if you make that the boardroom entrance and the new county office entrance. That's aluminum canopy, like it's around the school. It's just got a little arch on it. You know, that's something that don't have to be done now either. But there's your price on that. Toller, flooring, finish the flooring in the offices, 500 building. All the classrooms are done. Miss Amy Collins put a new freezer and cooler down there. That's got to be covered bad. You know, you don't want to leave it out in the weather. And then it's right there at the bus loop where everybody comes and goes. So I was putting a cover that matches the existing covered walks and all is there, attaching it. Holding pond, thanks to Mr. Chuck Roberts, Mr. Summers. We've swapped him out doing all that holding pond work for some dirt. He enlarged that holding pond in the back and the bottom. He's enlarging that and getting that dirt and bringing it here in a new school, free of charge. That's how we work that out. pre-K flooring, that's over at hospital where I told you the pre-K building. It's the $45,000. If we had to pay our deductible, it's going to be $20,000, so we're going to have about $25,000 in that flooring. And then the batting cage. I've heard that everybody wants the batting cage because high school and Toler's got one, so I'll put it in there.
Okay, now, that's kind of a quick look. We're going to have another meeting, of course. But let's get down to the brass tacks. As far as we can determine right now, how much money do we have available that we can spend on these projects? Sheila, real quick, because we're pressing that time.
Number one thing is that we need to stress to our voters in November, we won't have a sales tax on our ballot. We need to continue that because if not, it will end December 31st, and we will we have budgeted for the whole year. You must do that. So that means half of what I have budgeted, we probably will not get. And so that is the amount that we were supposed to assist with the construction phase, the 1.5 bill. So understanding that we have around 76,000 in our LCIF a projection for estimated revenue and what will be left, but we might want to hold on to that just for the sake of the sales tax for our commitment. What happens is at the end of this construction, what we pledged, we'll have to pay Culpeper for the remainder of the amount of what we pledged, of course. And so anyhow, Kevin and I, we always go through each year and get an estimate of what we're going to spend out already on maintenance, and I use that on a LCIF. That's your 1.5 that you'll be voting on tonight. So anyway, we could probably pull some from there, maybe a little bit. We do have some things that was talked about in this, and I will be giving this to y'all. And I believe I've given it to you already, but I was going to give y'all another sheet so y'all can look at it. And then the library books are in it. So, like Mr. Summer says, we can come back and discuss it further at another meeting, a little bit more detail on my side. But this will not stop tonight's meeting for the tenant.
I'm thinking that, you know, we have to, is it a 7-day notification of a workshop? Aaron, do you know? Whatever the next week, one day, I'd like for us to come back together again. What we'll do, we're going to whittle on these amounts and all these little, you know, it could come out of this fund or we can help here get it down to brass tacks for y'all. I don't know what day next week is best for y'all, but whatever, I'll get with you maybe tomorrow or something. We'll see when we can come back together again and look at it. Is much more need than there is dollars to pay for those needs. We all see that. And that's all I wanted to do here tonight, we all wanted to do, is just to make sure y'all understand what's out there facing us.
You can call an emergency workshop in like 48 hours.
Okay, we'll do it maybe early in the week next week if it suits everybody. Okay.
And that's on 5-year work plan too.
Okay. All right, so I'll get to y'all tomorrow. We'll make sure everybody can be here for that. All right, that kind of covers where we are. Thank you, Kyle, for coming in. And thank Culpeper for all the things they've done for us. I mean, they have done above and beyond. So don't ever think that we think anything otherwise, because y'all have done a great job.
Thank you.
All right.
They've done way more than they had to.
Yep, for sure.
I promise you.
We may squeeze some more out of it before it's over.
All right. With nothing else to discuss right now, I entertain a motion to adjourn the workshop.
Second.
Kyle made the motion. Mr. Hayes made the second.